are listening to the Nasty Backpack Podcast.
What up, everybody? Nasty Backpack. Y'all listen to the Nasty Backpack Podcast. So, Merry Christmas to everybody. It's Christmas Eve out here in in the world, but in Arizona, it's all rainy right now and everything. So let's talk about my boy Car Wash Kenny. Let's get this addressed, because I feel like when Car Wash Kenny, and I never go after people, and I'm not attempting to go after Car Wash Kenny, but I gotta just kind of set him straight a little bit, because he just sometimes he can get a little upset in his feelings, and he doesn't quite understand, sometimes people are just busy. Sometimes schedules conflict with priorities, and priorities conflict with schedules, and it's just sometimes like that, especially when you're goal driven and you're constantly working, constantly trying to help people, constantly trying to do good in your community. Sometimes things can get put off, and anyways, my boy Car Wash Kenny, super upset. If y'all ain't checked out the 5150, Car Wash Kenny and the 5150 traveling road show on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, go check that out. That way you can get Car Wash Kenny's insight on life and what he goes through on the regular in the streets. Go check him out. But this ain't to slander Car Wash Kenny or anything, but we're dealing with somebody that is severely mentally ill at times. Now he did say I'm one of his triggers. I believe that I probably am a huge trigger for him, but a trigger in maybe more of his mental health. Definitely not a trigger in his substance abuse, because that hasn't changed since we linked up, at least not to a significant level of sobriety. So it just kind of tells you where we're at, and with Car Wash Kenny, there's things that he needs to go get checked out, and with his mental health that, he tends to neglect, just due to some of the experiences that he's had in the past with substance abuse and clinics and treatment, and he refuses to try to improve in that aspect of his life. So that's been going untreated probably years, could be due to a lot of different things. Now I always enjoy talking to Car Wash Kenny, but when you're working in this kind of field, if you're a counselor or a case manager or working in behavioral health field, what the caseload is. And even though Car Wash Kenny is a good friend of mine, and I consider him a friend, I consider him also part of my caseload. What does that mean? That means, I do check in with him at times. I do want him to improve in every aspect of his life, or at least in some aspects of his life. Which, in some aspects of his life, I do feel like he has improved. When I met Car Wash Kenny, he wasn't doing a podcast. And now he's doing a podcast, and for whatever reason he's doing this podcast, whether it's to slander me or go after me, at least that's productivity to me. That's improvement. That's moving forward. But the problem with Car Wash Kenny is when things don't go right in his life, he likes to blame others. He likes to blame me and go after me, why this ain't happening for him, or this ain't happening for him. You can't give up. You gotta keep going. And that's the coping skill that he hasn't yet developed, or has, You know, he's probably, I'm sure he's been let down plenty of times in his life where he, you know, it probably comes from childhood. It's probably been plenty of times where he's been let down, where, you know, by friends, family, people in the streets, society, and I probably let him down a lot too, you know, with I try never to make promises, but, you know, I work two jobs. I do outreach as a third job. I have a family. I'm a busy person. I'm a busy person, and I care for everybody, you know. And I try to make time for everybody, you know. Just the other day, I mean, me and Kenny talked on the phone for several hours. We tried to get our podcast going, but due to his data usage on his phone, Anchor wasn't working because he didn't have enough data to run Anchor. So yeah, instead of you know, him taking responsibility for that and whatever, it's really not even that big of a deal. We still talked for hours. He gets upset at me for it not working. And I don't mind being a punching bag. I've been a punching bag in this field for a long time, and I probably always will be a punching bag for the clients too, with their words and action. As long as there's never no action, then you know, because once I get punched, then I have to punch back. But you know, it's Car Wash Kenny has got to a point where it's like, bro, I don't want to be your trigger. That's for sure. And I don't feel I'm triggering him with substance abuse. I just feel like when I don't have time to give him, he gets upset. And then he goes off the wall, and his behavior health just is fucking 5150, just like his fucking podcast is called. And that's just where he has to kind of get that checked out, you know? I made several attempts to get him into some kind of facility, several attempts to try to get him off the streets, several attempts to try to better his life, come up with ideas for entrepreneurship, come up with ideas to try to make money, come up with ideas to try to get out of his situation or better his situation. He doesn't want it. He doesn't want it because he's been in the streets for 3 decades. And he's used to the street life. It's easy for him. He has gotten accustomed to living that type of lifestyle. You know, a lot of people go through this lifestyle. A lot of people end up on the streets due to substance abuse, and some people get into treatment and get better and get out of that, and some people don't. And for Car Wash Kenny, his case is that this is where he's most comfortable at. He's comfortable in the streets. He doesn't want neighbors. He's expressed that to me several hundred times. But doesn't mean I'm going to quit on him or I'm going to stop. Just, you know, I just wanted to pretty much just address his frustrations and why he could be frustrated, you know. You know, we talked the other day on Tuesday. Everything was good. We were rolling. I explained to him that I had this event, and you know, we were going to do a podcast. We were going to do all this shit, and it didn't pan out. The podcast didn't happen the day that he wanted it to happen. He got upset. I got him. I went to pick him up a sleeping bag from an event that I was at, and some other things, and now I was ready to go do the podcast, because I know, due to his data restraints, that you know, this is probably something that we need to do live. If we're gonna be podcasting, then it's something that we need to do live and indirect, and I'm cool with that. But I gotta also schedule that shit. That shit can't just, I don't have all the time in the world where I can just, okay, let me just do this, you know. You know, I'm constantly working, and whatever I do for work that pays me, that's my job. And you know, so if I'm doing the work and I'm doing the job, then I should get paid off for that. That's just, you call it capitalism, call it whatever. The other thing that Car Wash Kenny doesn't agree with me on is my politics. I'm sorry for that, but I believe in what I believe in, and that won't ever change. You know, I piss a lot of people off with my politics. My dad gets pissed off at me all the time about my politics, because it doesn't align with his politics. And you know, that's too bad, too sad on that, Car Wash Kenny. I mean, I'm sorry, but I live in a country called America, and I can vote for who I want to vote for and believe in what I want to believe in. And so can you. And if you choose not to vote, then that's your personal choice, and that's your freedoms. And with my freedoms, I choose to vote for who I vote for, and that's my business, and nobody will ever change that. I'll never get manipulated by politics. I'll never get manipulated by you know, what's cool, what's fashionable. I believe in what I believe in. I'm a strong believer in what I believe in. I believe in God. I believe in, if you do the work and you bust your ass, and you know, whatever rewards come with that from their hard work, that is, you deserve it. It's well deserved, and you should be compensated with that, however that comes. You know, but at the end of the day, you know, we should always be able to agree to disagree, and that's where sometimes Car Wash Kenny doesn't understand, is that, you know, that's just how it is in the world. You know, we don't have to agree on everything. We don't have to agree on anything, but we should have respect for one another, that we're not disrespecting each other on the, you know, on our podcast or anything like that. But, you know, I don't hold it against my friend Car Wash Kenny, because he's right. I don't come from where he comes from. I don't live in the streets, even though I'm always in the streets, because that's where my clientele lives at, for the most part. And so that's where I spend most of my time at, in the streets, helping the people that are in the streets. And I'm sorry, Car Wash Kenny, that I can't give you all the time in the world and all the attention. I wish I could. But, you know, there's other people that need help. There's other people that need treatment. There's other people that need things in life. And, you know, I love talking to you. I love podcasting with you. And when I have time, I love going out there and hanging out with you, which I've done several times with you. You know, things that you believe in, you know, you're very judgmental. You're very judgmental on the people that are in your same situation, just with a different substance. You have a lot of hatred towards those people. And those folks are struggling just like you are struggling. Every day is a struggle for them, and they know exactly what you're going through. And you might not know exactly what they're going through, but you guys all share a common struggle. And that's being in the streets and living and dealing with substance abuse. It's very common in America. It's very common in Arizona. And I'll never stop helping. I'll never stop helping the community. I'll never stop helping the city of Casa Grande. I won't. That's my new home, so that's where you're gonna see my face a lot at. I won't stop helping my surrounding cities like Phoenix, Tempe, Mesa, Glendale, Peoria, all the areas over there, because a lot of people need help, and so, you know, that's never gonna stop or quit either. So, you know, if that's something that upsets you, I'm sorry that upsets you, but that's where I'm at. That's where I live. I'm not gonna allow my community to go down and get and let drugs and homelessness take over my community. I won't allow that, you know, at least without trying. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm going to be able to stop it. I'm just saying that I'm going to at least try. And if anybody that ever wants help or resources, I'll always be here. Like, you know, that's not gonna go away either, just because it upsets other folks. You know, it is. And trust me, Car Wash Kenny, you're not the only one that's upset about me helping out the community in Casa Grande. The people over there at CG Help. I had a meeting with the director over there. He wasn't too happy with what I'm doing either, because it's probably putting into his pocket. And again, I'm sorry for that. But I don't charge my people that I help. I help out of the kindness of my heart. I don't make no money off of anybody that I help. That also comes off the kindness of my heart. You know, I've been in the substance abuse field, behavior health field, for a little over 3 years now. And I absolutely love it. And I'm pretty good at it. And I'm going to continue to grow in this field and to keep striving to be great at it. Because, you know, a lot of people need help out here, and I'm going to always continue to help. And if it pisses off some people, well, I'm sorry it pisses you guys off. And, you know, but the only way we're going to clean up our community and clean up our streets is by continuously doing work in our community and our streets. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen, you know, right away. There's going to be challenges, and I'm up for it, you know. I don't give up on you, Car Wash Kenny. I'm not giving up on the people in our communities that are dealing with substance abuse and homelessness. I'm not giving up on society helping out with the struggle, with the efforts. And, you know, we're just going to keep working at this shit, because this is what I do. I'm sorry if it offends you. I'm sorry if, you know, if you don't like the people that I'm helping. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm here for everybody. I'm here to help you if you want the help. But if you refuse to help, then I can't give you all my time, because there's other people that are requesting that help. There's other people that are needing that help. And just because you don't want that help doesn't make the people that do want that help bad people. You know, so that's something that you got to kind of cope with and understand, is that, you know, I'm not being fake with you, and I'm not standing you up, and I'm not ever trying to, you know, put you in a position where you feel like I'm trying to benefit off of you or, you know. What you don't understand is there's a lot of people going through the same struggles you're going through. And, you know, they don't know how to deal with it, just like you don't know how to deal with it. And, you know, I'm here to guide them and help them the same way I'm trying to guide you and help you. You know, you guys just struggle, like I said, your struggles are a little bit different. So, things like that are going to be a little bit different. Treatment's going to look a little different for them. With you, did I buy you weed? I picked you up some medical marijuana. Yeah, I did do that for you, because you told me that that's what was going to help you become sober. Did it work? It didn't work. Why didn't it work? I'm not sure why it didn't work. I'm sure if you want to jump on the podcast and answer that, why it didn't work, we can do that. But I'm not exactly sure why it didn't work. Maybe it's not the right type of treatment. Maybe you're needing a higher level of care when it comes to that. But one thing I do know is that your medical and behavior health and mental health all need to get addressed. We can't continue to let that go, you know, without getting addressed and getting, you know, fixed. Because neglecting it is not ever going to help the situation. And that's what's happening. So, again, I understand you're upset. You're probably going to be more upset when you hear this. That's not what my intention is. My intention is just to respond to your response. And, just spread awareness. You know, behavioral health is an ongoing issue in America, and when it goes untreated for years and years and years and years and years, and a lot of hatred grows. You know, the amount of the one reason I wanted you to do the podcast and getting the podcast in, because I felt like it was going to be a therapeutic for you, and I felt like it has. But you know, you got to eventually start to grow with it, and you know, you haven't got to that stage yet, but I still believe in you that eventually you can get to that stage. So it comes with time, it comes with effort. Not at all have I given up on you, or will I give up on you, but you know, we just got to kind of focus on what we're focusing on, and keep moving forward, Car Wash Kenny. And when you need me, I'm here for you, bro, whether you know it or not, you know. But I just want to kind of respond to you. I listen to your podcast. I love that you're podcasting, man. I love that you're getting these things off your chest, because you've probably been holding on to a lot of this pain for a long, long time. And even though you want to direct it at me and blame me for it, like I said, I'll be the punching bag, bro. I'll take responsibility for it. I won't take responsibility, but I'll allow you to say what you have to say and express how you feel, and still not judge you for it, you know. And I don't know if you noticed that, but you know, this ain't the first incident that has happened where you feel like I'm, you know, fake or this or that. The one thing I did take offense to is that you called me a counselor. I feel like I work a lot harder than most counselors, so I'm gonna take offense to that, because you know, I do a lot more than just counseling in the streets, and you know, so, and I didn't go to school for this shit. I didn't go to college for this. So the community college thing, we can shoot that in the butt too. I didn't go to community college to become a counselor. I'm not a counselor. What I am is I'm a case manager and outreach specialist. I'm out here in these streets doing outreach, trying to help people get phones, get services, get treatment, get out of homelessness, get off of drugs. That's where my focus comes in. That's where my expertise comes in. That's where my specialty comes in. And, you know, that's not an easy job for anybody. Trust me. I get told no more times than you'll ever understand, man. You know, so you gotta just understand and work with me, man, because I've been working with you. And like I said, I'm not giving up, even though sometimes you feel like that. You know, I'm still here. I'll still continue to be here. And like I said, man, I ain't going nowhere, man. So we gotta learn to work together so we can get you on the right path, you know. Not that you're not, like I said, not that you have not improved. You know, you're podcasting. Like I told you before, you're the only man that I know that's living in the streets that has his own podcast. That's, you know, that's living fully in the streets, 100%. And, you know, I respect you for that, man. I respect you for that, but you got to show respect back, because with that kind of attitude, man, it eventually is gonna come back to bite you in the ass. And you know, you don't need that right now. You know, you don't need to be trying to get in fist fights with people, and you know, because that's just not where it's at. You know what I mean? What you got to focus on is your treatment. And when you're ready to focus on it, man, you let me know and I'll be right here. It's your boy. We're going to leave it at that. If, like, again, if y'all haven't listened to Car Wash Kenny and the 5150 Traveling Road Show, go check that out on Spotify. Go check that out on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening on this podcast at, you'll find that podcast. And go search it up. I'll also put a link in the description for Car Wash Kenny's episode. And that way, if y'all want to go listen to his latest episode where he, I'm actually going to put both his links in there so that you guys can kind of hear how he's gone at me several times. It doesn't bother me at all. It really does not bother me. Like, I work in a behavioral health clinic for substance abuse, so I've been through this road a million times with a million other different clients, and I'm always about de-escalations. Even though Car Wash Kenny's mad at me today, I don't take it too serious. Like, we're not going to ever talk again. We're going to have to work through this and get his treatment back on track. And that's what my focus stays at. So that's what I'm going to leave y'all here with today. Again, go check out Car Wash Kenny's podcast. Link will be in the description. And if y'all like what y'all hearing on this, go check out my YouTube channel. Go check out my YouTube channel, Hope for Phoenix. Go check out the IG. Go check out my Twitter feed. Just Google Nasty Backpack and I'll pull up. That's how we do. But it's your boy Nasty Backpack. We out.